Another second-term priority for President Bush is revamping Social Security. Three counties in Texas are participating in their own experiment in privatization. In 1981, the county employees abandoned Social Security and invested instead in a private retirement plan. NPR's Wade Goodwin traveled to Galveston to find out how it's going.
The current debate about the future of Social Security is nothing new. It's simply the latest spasm of anxiety about one of the nation's most celebrated entitlement programs. An earlier manifestation of doubt in the late 1970s prompted the county commissioners of three Gulf Coast counties, including Galveston, to replace Social Security with a private system. After a series of meetings, Rick Gornto, the president of First Financial Benefits, convinced the county employees to strike out on their own.
Well, we just showed them the numbers, and we talked to them about, you know, their own privately owned accounts, and we talked to them about being able to put dollars on a pre-tax basis. We showed them the benefits that they were going to have, not only more retirement income, but more survivorship income and more disability income under this particular plan than Social Security. And at the end of the day, they voted, and they voted 2-1 in all the counties to withdraw.
Gornto's group took over managing the county employees' retirement plans. He invested the payroll deductions into guaranteed investment contracts, bonds, and insurance company annuities. Gornto says the Galveston County employees have the opportunity to take home between $500 and $3,000 more than if the county had stayed with Social Security.
We've been there right at 25 years, which is almost a generation. We've watched a whole lot of people retire. We've been through ups and downs in the economies. We've been through the 87 stock market. We've been through the late 90s stock market. We've been through a lot in this country since 1981, and this plan has just been as stable as anything and continue to give the returns to and pay the benefits to these employees without missing a payment.
So, is the Galveston alternative a blueprint for America's future? Well, it depends on who you talk to. In 1999, the Government Accountability Office studied the Galveston plan and concluded that while the plan benefited high-income earners, others would get more money from Social Security. A big reason is that Social Security payments go up as workers' wages go up. The Galveston accounts do not. The GAO concluded that even for high-wage earners, if the retiree lived long enough, Social Security would eventually outperform the private plan. For Congressman Earl Pomeroy, a Democrat on the House Ways and Means Committee, this is the crux of the matter.
Numbers will tell you that when you have a retirement benefit that does not adjust for inflation, over time, the person getting that retirement ends up with less and less relative to meeting the monthly income costs. I mean, that's just a mathematical reality. And so I don't call it fear-mongering, I call it arithmetic.
One thing the Galveston plan does do that Social Security does not is give its recipients much more control over their money. For example, you can take it in a lump sum rather than monthly payments, and you can even dip into it for emergencies. That's what Galveston County District Clerk Evelyn Robeson did when her husband needed a heart transplant. She took $40,000 out of her retirement plan. At the time, she thought that freedom was a good thing, but now that she's retired...
It's a bad thing. What if I didn't have my pension? What would I be doing now trying to live on $908 a month? And that's the maximum benefit I could get. That's a lifetime benefit.
After 40 years with the county, 23 of which was under the Galveston plan, Robinson retired, did the math, and concluded that had the county stayed with Social Security, she'd be getting $500 more each month than she's getting now.
I don't feel like I got a little cheated. I feel like I got a lot cheated, and I think other people will get a lot more cheated. And that's the only reason I'm talking about it, is because a lot of people that I know and love and worked with for a long time are going to get seriously hurt.
Whether that's true or not is a matter of considerable debate, not only here in Galveston, but in the halls of Congress in Washington, D.C. Wade Goodwin, NPR News, Galveston.